But why didn't he say, He has made us wise, but rather, was made unto us wisdom? This is to illustrate the abundance of the gift. It's as if he said, He gave us himself. And notice the sequence of his statements. For first, he made us wise by freeing us from error, and then righteous and holy by giving us the Spirit. And he has so rescued us from all our problems to the point of being of him, not representing shared existence, but referring to faith. In other places, we find him saying, We were made righteous in him. In these phrases, Him who knew no sin he made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. But now he says, He has been made righteousness unto us, allowing anyone who wishes to partake abundantly. For it isn't this person or that who has made us wise, but Christ. Let anyone who boasts, therefore, boast in him, not in one person or another. All things have come from Christ. Thus, having said, Who was made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, he added, So that, as it is written, anyone who boasts, let them boast in the Lord.